One sat alone beside the highway, begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes.
From Corpus Christi, Texas, it's time for the Family Altar Program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away. For he takes the glove.
And now for a continuation of yesterday's message, here is Brother Roloff.
For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. Don't remove the landmark of being a good neighbor, being honest, or being afraid to work. And then my daddy and our community, they believed in having a family, and they loved the family. The landmark of taking care. Do you realize that most children are born without prayer? They are never asked for. Used to, when we were coming up, people would talk about, I sent in an order for a little boy. Well, where'd you send it to? Well, to God. Little children were taught where they came from, said, the Lord sent you to us. Mother and daddy, don't you? Now, to me, that builds confidence and love. A little child sits down and, Mommy, how did I ever get down here? Oh, the Lord sent you. He did. Boy, he said, boy, I must be pretty important because the Lord sent me. How come him to send me? I asked him for you. Huh? Now then, little old boy said, where'd I come from? I wish I knew. How'd I get here? I don't know. I wish you hadn't have got here. Isn't that sad? Folks, you'd be surprised to know the little children that are told, I didn't want you when you came. Oh, listen. Landmarks are being removed. Old-fashioned dignity and decency of the home and of children. And our generation, called the year of the child and the generation of the child, and yet more neglect, the state taking over the children. You heard me on the radio today, a lady from Georgia, her daughter ran away to the state of Oklahoma, and she spent $10,000 right now trying to get her back. And the judge will not let her have her own daughter back. I tell you, judges like that are products of our humanistic institutions. The schools, hear me now, the schools that we thought would become our savior has become the Antichrist. And I believe the Antichrist will come out of the school system of this country. Remove not the landmarks, the ancient landmark. Number five, the landmark of the school. You think of that. What kind of school system do we have today? You remember the time when I was coming up? And I'm not asking that everything be just like that. I mean, I think it's all right to have inside plumbing. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. That's part of the modern conveniences. I think so nice, especially during the winter. But back there, we had no water system. We had no bathrooms inside. We had no up-to-date. We had no gymnasium. We had no modern playground equipment. We had one teacher, and she rode a horse 5 miles and then would build the fire when she got there in an old wood stove or a coal stove. And yet, Everybody respected and revered the teacher. I mean, we had those old wide desks, seat three. We had cedar pencils and a little old tablet about like that. We had an old ink pen that you put in an old bottle of, I can smell that ink now. We had old-fashioned blotters. That's one of the greatest inventions ever made. I mean, the way we were dropped the blobs of ink, but I tell you what we did have. I never remember a teacher saying, well, Mr. Darwin, the evolutionary theory, I think, is very plausible. Listen, nobody knew anything about anything except Genesis. A, if well, you wanted something to talk about A, they call him Adam. That's the first man. Now then, it's against the law to teach anything about God in the public school. That's the reason, really, the best thing I know, people talking about busing, the best thing could happen in this country would be to close the school system down. I know you think I'm crazy and all that, but look what it's doing. It's turning out more bad than it is good, and you know it. Where's the dope center school? Where's the murder, immoral? Where? The school system. Now, by their fruits ye shall know them. I tell you one thing. If you operated in a Rebecca school, if you had as much violence over there the last 10 years of that, they'd have closed us down and put us all in jail. Look at the record we've had and look at the trouble. I've been assigned to the county jail 3 times for being an American and a Christian. I know some of you didn't believe it, but even the judge came out and said he's been right all the time. What if we were to get the damages, really, that they've done? You know how much it'd be? About $100 billion. Oh, you said, I don't think so. What about if your child went to prison? What about if your little girl burned to death? What if yours died OD? What? How much would your child be worth? I thought you'd change your tune. What about the workers that left Zapata and had to seek other? What about the people that had to leave because they ran out of work and they couldn't do God's will because their rights were violated? Somebody forsook the ancient landmarks. Do you know what? When I was coming up, there was not one thought of having any sort of a school meeting on Wednesday night. Did you know the picture show couldn't open on Wednesday night or Sunday night? Did you know that when I was coming up? You know why? Why, they said, that's the church night. That's the time when people go to church. After a while, we began to forsake the ancient landmarks. And now look what we have. Did you know it was my mother and daddy? And this is an old-fashioned conviction, but I've had it. Did you know that I could never pick up my BB gun on Sunday? Did you know that we couldn't go swimming on Sunday? Oh, you said, Brother Walter, crazy. Well, I'm crazy too then. But I built a home for people that's got good sense like y'all. I'm just sick and tired of forsaking the old. I believe the Lord's Day. We didn't buy and sell on the Lord's Day. My mother would fix all of her Sunday dinner on Saturday morning. I know because I was there when she made the chocolate, went on the four-layer cake. And that coconut, she could make a cake that tall. 4 big fat layers, not little pancake layers. I mean, it was some cake. And I'd stand there. I'd stand there and wait and wait and wait. And my mother, I talk about precision. How in the world anybody know had no more education? She would come out just exactly right on the filling she put on top of that cake and all around. And she'd put it so thick all around, all the way around. And she said, now then, son, do you want to lick the pan? I said, that's all that's left, just a pan. Boy, that's Saturday. Do you know what she said? You boys, shine your shoes on Saturday. We'd get that old black shoe polish and go in there and shine up them old shoes, you know. You know why? Tomorrow's Sunday. You say, I don't believe in that. Look what happened to America. You say, I don't believe in the blue laws. I know. But look at us now. Look at all the stores that are open. Look at all the preachers that run down and say, we're going out to eat. Brother Roloff, you going out to eat? I said, nope, excuse me. You know why the church peoples have lost their conviction? Because the preachers did. Bunch of preachers go home, you know, Sunday afternoon, watch the Dallas Cowboys. Whoop, there they are right there, boy, watching, see. And then wonder why they can't get up in the steam Sunday night. Bunch of worldly brats. That's what's killing. The preachers, they watch the same filth that the church members watch. We've forgotten the ancient landmark. We've gotten away, dear friend. You say, where'd you get this? You'd be surprised. Dr. Bill Herring, professor in Baylor University. You heard me tell how he'd get up at 11 o'clock at night or 11:30 and run to the filling station because he forgot to fill up his car with gas. And he had to drive 50 miles there and 50 miles back. He said, I'd never buy a gallon of gas on Sunday unless it was a dire emergency. Amen. You young people, get you some convictions. Amen. And stay with them. We've gotten away from the ancient landmarks. And we've gotten away from the ancient blessings of the Lord. America is a God. You know what Robert Voltaire said? They had a big meeting of the smart alecks, the godless infidels. And he said, in France, gentlemen, if we are to destroy, and we must, Christianity, we're going to have to first destroy what they call their Lord's Day. America has destroyed the Lord's Day. It's a day of pleasure seeking, buying, selling, and you know the prime time? Sunday night between 6 and 9 o'clock. You know why? It's because the preachers quit preaching. It's because the preachers got one of those monkey-faced boxes, and it's because the people quit going to church. Remove not the ancient landmarks. The school, the teachers, and then look at the books today. Can you imagine the filth that they're putting out in books today? Why, it's modern pornography. Let me ask you something. What's happened since they put sex education in the schools? Down with the young people. There's one other that we'll have time for. And I want to park here a little bit. Remove not the ancient landmark of the importance of the local church. There was no conflict. Used to, the home, the school, and the church were just like that. They worked together, but not anymore. The church is disrespected because people don't know the head of it. That's Jesus. They don't know the administrative, that's the Holy Spirit. They don't know the blueprint of it, which is the King James Version of the Bible. Did you know that back in my day, and I'd like to remind you that revivals and the church and gospel preachers made this nation great. I've been reading again this week about great evangelists like Charles G. Finney, Jonathan Edwards. You know, Charles G. Finney is the man who actually started the word revival, altar. Let me ask you, what happened to the altar in the average church? What happened to the mourner's bench? There was a time when people would never laugh at the mourner's bench. The Methodists, do you remember that? I can remember when the Methodists had a mourner's bench. You say, what do they do? Go down there to mourn. You say, what? Go down there to weep over their sin. Not anymore. You go in this town, find a Methodist church with a mourner's bench. They may have a laughing table, but they won't have a mourner's bench. And then I tell you something else, and we'll get around the Baptists now. Baptists used to have an altar. I'll guarantee you, when people came, they were fell down on their knees. What happened to the altar in the Baptist church? Did you know that it's laughed at in all the modernistic Baptist churches? Did you know that sinners are never taught to kneel? They walk down, take somebody's hand, and that's about all of it. Remove, not the ancient landmark. Did you know Charles G. Finney? And that's back before they had promotion, advertisement, and good press, and all that kind of stuff. They didn't depend on the press. Of course, I'll tell you what they did do. The press back in those days, when they'd report a revival, they'd report the converts, and people got saved, and they'd give an eye. What about it now? They may report the convicts, but not the converts. Charles G. Finney had so much power of God on him. Of course, some of the heathens and people would make fun of him, but on one occasion he walked in a big factory as the visiting evangelist. Back in those days, you could go in any school in town. I went to Harrisburg, Illinois. And every time I'd go there, I spoke to 9 schools, just as fast as I could get to them. They said, "Welcome. Glad to have Brother Olof back for chapel today. Brother Olof, you preached to our young people, and get up and preach." You couldn't get into one of those schools today. Now, the devil can get in, rock and roll can get in, immorality's in, dope's in, but you can't get a man of God in. Charles, you finished, stood there. Some of them kind of laughed. There's that old preacher. According to the record, he stood there flat-footed and looked around. While they were get their giggling over with, their strange, peculiar look at that evangelist, Charles G. Finney, in a little while it got quiet. A little later they began to fall like they were shot. Pow! Down on their knees they went. The foreman, an unsaved man, ran into office and said, "And cut all the mails off. More important to get them saved than it is to make what we're making." The power of God failed. He never said a word. Folks, there's no substitute for the power of the Holy Spirit. But it has to start with the preacher and the Christians. Revival precedes a landslide of precious souls getting saved. Remove. Not the ancient landmark, the altar. Old-fashioned, soul-winning in advance. You know, I can remember my daddy. He was so timid. I can hear the preacher, because my daddy always, we'd always take the preachers home with us, and they always thought my daddy was such a good man, but he's so timid. And I can remember the time when the preacher would say, "Mr. Roloff, Will you lead the closing prayer?" And he'd nudge everybody around him and say, you pray. Man, he'd push somebody, say, pray. See? But you know what? There came a day when my middle brother, Edel, my daddy's favorite son because he was his farmer boy, he got ill. Old Dr. B.W. D. Hill came and he said, "Typhoid fever. You had to break it in 7 days or 14 days. And if you didn't break it in 14 days, I can just remember what they said, it would go about 90 days. And it did. Edel lost all of his hair. He was the biggest boy in the family. My daddy could lift him up just like that. All of his flesh was nearly gone. Great sores on his back. A nurse came from Waco and sat all around the clock. The old doctor walked out of the room. One day, my mama standing in the hall. Oh, so burdened. The clouds were so black. My daddy, oh, I can see his face so drawn, and he was so troubled. And the doctor said, "Mr. Olof, it's up to the Lord now. There's not anything else we can do. It's going to run its course." And during that time, Edel, nothing but skin and bones. Didn't even look like my brother at all. Had to learn to walk all over again. But I tell you what my daddy learned to do. He sat in that old car of ours. He'd drive it up to the side of the room, take off that old black hat, and stay there by the hour. And you'd see him. All he knew. Brother, he learned to pray then. He never refused to pray after that. You'd call on him and you could pray with him and he'd offer the blessing. That's a hard way to learn to pray, boys. But I tell you what God did. He raised my brother Edel up. He learned to walk again. His flesh and his hair came back again. And Edel still lives today. Almost 70 years of age. Folks, Christians prayed. Neighbors came. Neighbors prayed. And the preacher would come and pray. I have a picture with this. I've got to close. Somebody said, Brother Wolof, when are you going to retire? Why would I want to retire? You think I want to die? Why don't you ask me when you're going to commit suicide? I'd like to go as long as him. That's Brother Aker. He's 110 years old. He preaches 3 weeks out of four every month. Travels all over the country. If you want him to hit you, talk about retiring. He's been preaching 90 years. That's the kind of man I want to follow. I want to have him over here. I want him to stay at my house. Brother, there he is. They call him fire and brimstone preaching. Boy, it'll be something. Reckon how many people he kept out of the fire and the brimstone. God bless him. 110 years old. He said, if I eat anything I don't like, I know it's bad for me. I once got poisoned by potato salad. I've never touched it since. That old man got some discipline, hadn't he? So if he comes, don't offer him any potato salad. He won't eat it. Listen. Let's go back to the ancient land. You girls, dress like ladies. When you get back home, don't settle for television. Don't settle for rocking old little kid you. You boys, don't ever pick up a cigarette or a joint of marijuana again. Don't ever get mixed up with the dope crowd again. Don't ever touch another drop of liquor. Don't run with the devil's crowd. Stay with God's people. Amen. Observe the Lord's Day. Be found in the gospel church. And let the gospel fall into your heart. And make you what you ought to be. My hope is built on nothing than
Jesus' blood
and righteousness. I dare not trust
the sweetest frame, but I only lean on Jesus' name.
Oh,
on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Days you hear, you're forming some backbone, some convictions, some standards. Are you going to stay with the ancient landmarks? Oh, visitors, don't go away without Christ tonight. Come and trust Him as your personal Savior. Why are we saying, I can hear my Savior calling? I can hear my Savior calling. Come on. Come on. What are you going to do about the call? Amen. God bless you, Chris. That's right. That's good. I'm glad. I'm glad he didn't leave this week. That's it. Prayed for him tonight before it came. There he is. God still answers prayer. He'll meet your need tonight if you'll come and surrender to him.
We're happy you've joined us today for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff and the message, Practical Pointers from Proverbs. Now, if you would like to receive this message on a CD, simply ask for offer number RO3616.
and include the call letters to this station, and also we'd like to have the date. Here's the address, the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. And to use your credit card, call toll-free at 1-800-772-7507. With Christmas rapidly approaching, our special offer this year is An Old-Fashioned Christmas by the Rebecca Choir and Brother Roloff reading the Christmas story. Plus, While He Thought, a message about Joseph and Mary at the time of Christ's birth. Some of the most familiar songs are O Come Let Us Adore Him, O Come All You Faithful, and many, many more. We accept credit cards by calling 1-800-772-7507 or write us at the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. Now to receive the music and the message, include at least $15 for the offer. That's $15. And the offer number is RO335-12. Or again, the offer is An Old-Fashioned Christmas, offer number 335-12, and include a gift of at least $15. Our toll-free number is 1-800-772-7507, and the address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. This is Gene Price, hoping that you all will have a wonderful holiday season, that you could worship and praise Him for His many, many blessings.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea.